He said he was going to make all his announcements for cabinet and administration appointments by Thanksgiving. And you know what? He's a man of his word. CBS News reporter Katrina Kaufman is in West Palm Beach and says there is a delay of sorts in the transition from one administration to the next.
Because President-elect Donald Trump hasn't yet signed a trio of what are standard ethics and transparency agreements, they're not able to start formally talking to the departments that they are supposed to be taking over come the new year.
But that is coming. We want to bring in SMU political science professor Matthew Wilson about the transition in general. Talk a little bit about these nominees. And I guess the biggest nominee was Friday evening, Scott Bessent for Treasury Secretary. This is the one that everyone was keeping an eye on, especially because of the tariffs. He had been jockeying about this position or jockeying for this position. Matt, what do you think about the nominee?
Yeah, there was apparently some internal dissension and the Trump team about who would get this position, that reportedly Elon Musk preferred Howard Lutnick, who ended up being nominated to be Commerce Secretary. Now, of course, these two guys are going to have to work together as part of the economic team, Treasury, Commerce, et cetera, having, you know, obviously portfolios that affect each other. But this definitely, I think that Bessent will be someone who will advance Trump's vision of growth-based solutions to the budget deficit. That's something that he has really stressed. And he seems to be warming up to Trump's ideas of widespread tariffs. But that's going to be the trickiest part of the Trump economic agenda, no doubt, is how can tariffs be imposed without being significantly inflationary? And, you know, we'll see if he's able to pull off that trick.
Looking at the cabinet as a whole, now that Matt Gaetz has pulled himself out of the running for attorney general, is Pete Hegseth, is he the one that is most vulnerable, or are there other nominees that you're looking at that possibly could be on shaky ground when it comes to a confirmation?
Well, I think the three that may have the most serious issues would be, as you mentioned, Pete Hegseth, also Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Tulsi Gabbard, for different reasons, the three of them. And I'm not saying they will necessarily all or even any of them be defeated, but they're going to get the closest scrutiny. Hegseth, because in part of his relative lack of experience in large agency administration, also the, you know, have to answer questions about the sexual assault allegations against him, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., because of his highly unorthodox views about health-related issues, that's going to get a lot of scrutiny. Also, his past defense of abortion, that's going to get some attention from a lot of Republicans. And then Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence, because, you know, she has a track record of having spoken very favorably about a lot of America's global adversaries, from Vladimir Putin to Bashar al-Assad to, you know, other authoritarian leaders around the world. So I would look at those three as being probably the greatest flashpoints for confirmation.
Talk about the picks in general. What stood out to you? It seems like it's pretty bipartisan. You had a couple. You just mentioned Robert F. Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard, both former Democrats. A lot of women in this cabinet. Is there anything that stood out to you about his picks?
I would say the biggest departure from previous administrations is the relative lack of D.C. agency experience among the nominees. You know, typically when a new president comes in, he picks people who have been in, you know, undersecretary, second, third tier management positions in the major agencies to then helm those agencies. That is largely not what Trump has done. Trump is very suspicious of what he calls the deep state. So he didn't want to draw on people who were career officials in the various government agencies, and instead has brought in outsiders. And, you know, there are pros and cons to that. But that'll be a major element of the scrutiny that these nominees will get, is whether they know and understand the agencies to which they have been appointed well enough to run them effectively.
And you mentioned a lot of outsiders. It seems, at least CBS News did a poll, Americans seem to approve of the pick. I think 58% are in approval of the president-elect's picks here. Isn't that kind of why, I guess, this election, why they brought him in? As I know he had been president before, but he promised to shake things up and drain the swamp. Is that what he's trying to do, exactly what he promised the American people he would do?
Yeah, I mean, this shouldn't come as a surprise to people. It's very much on brand for Trump, is that he is distrustful of the federal bureaucracy, or the swamp, as he often calls it. And so reaching out to outsider candidates, particularly outsider candidates with a lot of media savvy and television experience, that those are right in Trump's wheelhouse. I mean, those are the things that he values. And people who voted for him should have expected that this would be the direction that he would go. So I think he is very much being true to the tone that he struck in the campaign.
All right. That's SMU political science professor Matthew Wilson joining us today on KRLD.